Well, let's take a look at sports here this morning. First, a little high school track over the weekend. On Saturday at Central College over in Pella, they hosted an indoor high school girls meet, one of those early season meets. Let's take a look at some of those results locally. In the girls' 400-meter dash, Atlantic's Carson Rush placed 10th overall, a minute 7.41, her time in that race. Also in the girls' 800 meters, a couple of Shenandoah runners in the top 13 as Amanda Welsh was 11th and Adriana Holmes was 13th for the Phillies. Also in the girls' 1,500-meter run, Shenandoah's Claire Campbell placed 12th. Carly Manrose of Shenandoah was 16th. Also, Caitlin Holliday of CAM placing 23rd overall in that race. Also, the girls' 3,000 meters, Claire Campbell of Shenandoah, 4th. Pluma Pross of Atlantic ran 13th in that race. Her time, 13 minutes, 19.7 seconds. Also in some relay events, in the 4x200-meter relay, Atlantic's team of Sydney Bean, Carson Rush, Jess Hartwig, and Charity Williams placed 14th overall. Shenandoah was 15th. Atlantic had another team place 17th. That included Grace Bruckner, Taylor Hansen, Heidi Williams, and Pluma Pross. Also in the girls' 4x400-meter relay, Atlantic's team of Jess Hartwig, Taylor Hansen, Carson Rush, and Pluma Pross placing 11th overall. In the 4x800-meter relay, Shenandoah placing 5th. Atlantic had a team of Pluma Pross, Abby Altman, Emily Soigling, and Heidi Williams. They placed 9th. Also, CAM's team of Madison Gettler, Grace Hansen, Macy Tickner, and Caitlin Holliday placed 11th in that race. In a girls' high jump, Jessica Jackson of Shenandoah was 6th overall. Shenandoah's Cameron Pickens was 5th overall in the girls' long jump event. Also, in the girls' shot put, Shenandoah did well there also with Logan Hughes placing 5th overall in that Central College event come on Saturday. On to basketball now, where the Michigan Wolverines were the surprise winner of the Big Ten Conference Tournament last weekend, and they've continued their success into March Madness. Mo Wagner scored a career-high 26 points, and the 7th-seeded Wolverines picked up their 7th straight win by rallying for a 73-69 victory over Louisville. The outcome puts Michigan in the NCAA Midwest Regional Semifinals in Kansas City against Oregon. The Wolverines were down 45-36 with 16:09 remaining before Wagner hit a layup to ignite a 17-6 run. Michigan took the lead for good on Wagner's three-pointer with 6:39 left. DJ Wilson had 17 points and Derek Walton Jr. 10, along with 7 rebounds for Michigan. Oregon barely escaped the same fate as Louisville as Tyler Dorsey nailed a go-ahead three-pointer with 38 seconds left before the Ducks completed a 75-72 victory against Rhode Island. Michigan wasn't the only number 7 seed to win on Sunday as second-seeded Duke was knocked out by South Carolina as Sindarius Thornwell pumped in 24 points in the Gamecocks' 88-81 stunner against the Blue Devils. The Gamecocks were down 10 early in the second half before earning a trip to New York for the East Regional Semifinals. Also in the NCAA tournament action yesterday, Josh Jackson contributed 14 of his 23 points in the second half as top-seeded Kansas rolled to a 90-70 romp over Michigan State. The Jayhawks led by just 1 in the second half before Jackson scored 8 of their next 10 points to put Kansas up by 7. Top seed North Carolina saw a 17-point lead become a 65-60 deficit before the Tar Heels rallied in the final 3.5 minutes to beat Arkansas 72-65. Kennedy Meeks had 16 points, along with a huge tip-in with 44 seconds left as North Carolina earned a South Regional semifinal meeting with Butler. Number 3 Kentucky moved into the Sweet 16 for the 7th time in 9 years by escaping with a 65-62 victory over Wichita State. Third-seeded UCLA rode Lonzo Ball's 19 points, 9 assists, and 7 rebounds to a 79-67 win against Cincinnati. Jonathan Motley had 19 points and 10 rebounds as number 3 Baylor topped Southern California 82-78 to advance to the East Regional semifinals in New York. Also in basketball yesterday, Alex Robinson and Vladimir Brodzianski each scored 19 points as TCU survived 94-92 in overtime against number 1-seeded Iowa Sunday to advance to the NIT quarterfinals. TCU is playing without starting guard Jalen Fisher, who broke his wrist and is out for the season. The Horned Frogs led 84-82 in the final seconds when Iowa's Tyler Cook finished a layup to tie it and send the game into overtime. TCU never trailed in that extra period, and a Kenrick Williams dunk with 3:02 left gave the Horned Frogs an 88-86 lead that they held the rest of the way. TCU built a 6-point lead with 24 seconds left. A Jordan Bohannon 3 for Iowa trimmed the lead to 2, but the Hawkeyes ran out of time. Fran McCaffrey talked about the effort of Peter Jok yesterday.
So I'm really proud of him. And again, you know, when you get to know somebody like you do in recruiting, his character is you know, tremendous. And I said to him, I said, a lot of the players in this room are here because you hosted them on their visit. They all wanted to play with Pete. They all respected Pete. They all listened to what he had to say. And, you know, as his coaching staff, you really appreciate that.
Jock added 22 in his final game as a Hawkeye.
I mean, I didn't want to go out and lost, but, you know, it had to come to the end. But overall, you know, it's been a great career. I mean, I just want to thank all the coaches and all the fans that stuck with me. You know, they took a big chance on me. And I know what was going to happen with my knee surgery. You know, I just want to really thank them for that. And hopefully what I did in the last 4 years rewarded them, but I'm really thankful. So.
Jordan Bohannon had a career-high 25 points for the Hawkeyes as he had 7 3-pointers.
Well, we're all pretty excited. We know what we're capable of doing. Obviously, our goal this year wasn't accomplished, but what we have coming in the freshman recruiting class, what we had for this class as well, we can do a lot of special things in these next 2 to 3 years.
It was a sold-out crowd yesterday at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and the coaching staff, they were aware of that.
I mean, they were on every possession. I mean, I think that's what you appreciate as a player and as a coach. You know, they didn't just cheer when we made a run. They cheered the whole game, every time we did something well, when we got behind. And that's what you need. You need that energy level then, and that's what I'm so thankful for this crowd these last two games.
Hawkeye season comes to an end 19-15 on the year. Also in second round NIT play, Richmond beat Oakland 87-83. It was Georgia Tech downing Belmont by a final of 71-57. Well, Villanova's Josh Hart produced Caleb Swanigan, UCLA's Lonzo Ball, and Frank Mason III of Kansas are the finalists for the Naismith Trophy as the top player in men's college basketball. They were chosen by a national voting panel made up of journalists, current and former head coaches, former Naismith winners, and conference commissioners. The winner will be announced on April 2nd. Also in basketball news, Washington has moved quickly in filling its basketball coaching vacancy. They hired longtime Syracuse assistant Mike Hopkins. Hopkins was named the successor to Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim in June of 2015, but he jumped at the chance to coach in the Pac-12. Hopkins had been linked in the past few years to job openings at USC and Oregon State. The announcement comes 4 days after Lorenzo Romar was fired following 15 seasons at his alma mater. The Huskies haven't reached the NCAA tournament since 2011. In racing news, Ryan Newman's late gamble allowed him to win the Monster Energy Cup race at Phoenix International Raceway. Newman skipped a tire-changing pit stop to take the lead from deep in the pack. He held on for the final two laps to break a 127-race winless streak. Newman also halted a 112-race losing skid for Richard Childress Racing. Kyle Larson finished second for the third straight race. Kyle Busch was the leader for almost all of the final stage before taking third. Larson and Busch went to the pits on the late caution caused when Joey Logano's car blew a right tire and slammed into the wall 6 laps from the finish. Ricky Stenhouse was fourth, followed by Brad Keselowski. In golf, Mark Leishman has earned a berth in the Masters next month by rallying to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. The Australian went ahead by sinking a 50-foot eagle putt on 16 before closing with two tough pars to complete a one-stroke win over Kevin Kisner and Charlie Hoffman. Leishman shot a 3-under-69 Sunday for an 11-under total. In the Champions Tour, Steve Stricker faded late as he tried to become the 19th player to win his PGA Tour Champions debut. Stricker bogeyed two of the final three holes, allowing Tom Lehman to win the Tucson Conquistadors Classic by one shot yesterday. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.